Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. God's Word is absolute as it relates to the role of men and women in the local church. That's the headline. In a moment, David James will join this conversation on this particular subject.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, the Apostle Paul gave some very explicit guidelines to both Timothy and Titus concerning the qualifications that must be met by church leaders. Let's go into that a moment.
We find this first in 1 Timothy chapter 3, and let me just quickly read that. A bishop, the word there is episkopos, where we get the English word for bishop. A bishop must be blameless, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, and one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission. It seems that most, if not all, of the early church leaders were married, and the idea was that they needed to be mature men who had demonstrated that they could handle their own personal lives well and handle their homes well and have a good relationship with their wife in order to rule the house of God well, the church of God.
You know, all of these instructions that we've been talking about there in Timothy and Titus concern male leadership in the church. But there is a push today by many for women to be in these positions as pastors and teachers, and with some even saying that Paul's instructions were just for the church in the first century. What about that?
Paul says that he does not permit a woman to teach or have authority over a man, but she should learn in a submissive way. And to be a follower, you need to be trusting. And if you're trusting, that opens you up to deception, and that's what happened with Eve. He also talked about that Adam was created first, and he also alludes to that in 1 Corinthians 11, that just as Jesus is submitted to the Father, it's not a matter of him not being equal, it's a matter of the way God has ordered things. The same thing is true in the relationship between men and women in the church.
David James with a biblical understanding of the role for men and women in the church today. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Jesus Christ, in his letter to the church in Thyatira in Asia Minor, wrote to make certain that they were staying biblical in the leadership and the teaching ministry of the local church. There is no question of God's plan for leadership of the local church, both for men and women, and especially in the area of teaching the congregants. This letter is not only to the church in Thyatira, but to all churches then and now. The letter is recorded in Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 to 29. In fact, all seven letters that Jesus wrote to the seven local churches in Asia Minor, which is modern-day Turkey, are so practical. These letters will actually help us to know how to live in this world until Jesus Christ does come back for the rapture of the church. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...